This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to get a report tomorrow morning that's going to give us our first real economic data peek into this thing, something called initial claims for unemployment benefits. It'll be for last week, so there might be a little bit of a lag between what it says and this week's reality, which is going to be worse. But there have already been people getting laid off from jobs in entertainment and restaurants and bars and other sectors as well. So we asked Marketplace's Mariel Segarra what the economy is going to look like as unemployment starts to rise.
Up until 3 days ago, Dennis Mendoza worked in sales at a small family-owned store in Florida called Tampa Bay Ponds and Rocks. Business was good. Then people stopped coming because of the virus.
Business had gotten so slow and I was the last one hired, so the first one let go.
He just filed for unemployment, but doesn't currently get any government assistance. And he and his fiance don't have a financial cushion.
I mean, I have like $100 in my bank account, and that's about it. I've been trying to apply for new jobs, but nobody's hiring right now with everything going on.
We don't know exactly how high unemployment might go in this situation. But one recent point of comparison, during the Great Recession, it hit 10%. Erica Groshen, a labor economist at Cornell, tells us what that looked like.
So at 10% unemployment, everybody knows somebody who has lost a job or who has finished school recently and is not able to find a job.
And at that level of unemployment, it takes longer for the economy to bounce back. Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist at UBS.
Because they're going to be people out of work, they're going to have depressed incomes, and they're going to be much more frugal with whatever spending they're able to do.
And you need those people to go out and spend money before businesses can hire their workers back. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.